He never talked to you about the business or the oil or the money or anything, did he talk to you about that?
Oh, yes, some. Yeah. Money wasn't terribly important in his life. He used it, just like with us, when close to the end of his life. He said, if you wanted this, Elliot, you can have it. Can you use it? Do you want to take it and do something with it? And Job said, I'm perfectly happy with what I have, and we really don't need it.
And he offered to give you money.
Oh, yes.
Well, he wanted, you know, he was a pretty wealthy man. He didn't leave a lot of money to me. I told him I didn't want him to.
But it sounds like he offered to.
Well.
He would have.
He would have, yes. But he didn't believe in, he thought that money should be used as a tool to help people, help society, help something. And if you aren't going to put it to good use, you didn't have any business having it. And I agreed with him 100%. You only need so much money as long as you got plenty to eat. And there's a few things like that. There was one that was hungry to get any more money or anything. I didn't.
But his gift to you financially was his gift to you was the ranch. And
yeah,
that,
that was what I wanted.
And that was it.
That suited me fine. That was it. That was plenty. More than enough.
Well, he left you a very nice legacy. And the rest went to SC, Southern California University, and they built a building there with his name on it. And neither one of us are greedy kind of people. We don't need a lot of money. We wouldn't live any different than we do. And then when Genevieve died, she had about the same size fortune that he did. After her bequest that she made to several people and to Philbrook, we took what was left and set up a foundation. We also could have had that, but we didn't want the personal wealth. We made a foundation out of it, and we've been...
It's a charitable foundation that we donate things to for years.
Which exists today.
Yeah.
And is managed, I believe, by you and Julie.
Yes. Julie is now the president of our foundation. Choke backed off first, and then I sort of shut down some of mine. Really, all I do the investing.
Okay.
And have from the start. Chope and I had quite a disagreement about the foundation when we first got it, because he wanted to put it in the bank and let the trust department take care of it. Well, he hadn't been, when he was ranching, he didn't want anything to distract him from ranching, and he didn't realize how poorly some of these trusts were being managed in the banks. And I did. I had been reading about it and knew about it. And I said, no, wouldn't put it in the bank. He said, well, I don't want to fool with it. It interferes with my ranching. So I said, okay, I'll set it up. I had never done anything like that before. I did invest. I'd been in investing for some time before we received the foundation. So I took it on, and I had a very, very good accountant in New Mexico. And with his help, we set that up and got it running. And it was such an opportune time. It was during the biggest and longest bull market that the financial world had ever seen. And we made money. We doubled the foundation, and then we were on our way to tripling it, and the bull market was gone. But we made several big gifts. We gave Philmont Scout Ranch $3 million out of it in one whack. And then we've given more to them. Primarily, we give to Philmont and Philbrook if they need it, if they have a project going, a capital project. And if we have money left over, we give it to schools and hospitals.